Hey guys, so I just finished recording this week's episode, but I realized I totally forgot to draw a tarot card. So I'm going to do that really quick before we dive into the episode. Let me paint the scene for you right now. The sun just came out after pouring rain for the past 2 days, and it's reflecting this rainbow all over my desk and my body and my face, and it's just crazy cool. And I feel happy, and I feel like the weather right now is very symbolic because I have felt down in the dumps, and you'll hear all about it in the episode. But now the sun's out, and I feel like a weight has lifted, truly. So, without further ado, I have shuffled these cards and touched each corner of each card to put this energy, today's energy, into it. And so, I definitely think our guides have a message for us this week. Yep, I just received confirmation. So, let me relax and pull a card for us. I think a lot of us are going through changes. From now until October 1st, it's going to be kind of a rocky ride, but hang in there because it's all a part of the plan. And it's leading you to exactly where you want to be. So, I'm going to tap into our collective energies, collective spirit guides hanging out with us, and see what they have to say. You know what's funny? I drew this card at 3:33. All right, I pulled a beautiful card, and it's Seven of Earth. The photo on it is like a big grandfather tree with all these branches with little bubbles at the end of the branch with visions inside the bubble. I'm assuming of, you know, our dreams and things we dream of, like a wonderful career doing something we love and financial abundance and a happy, healthy family and travel. It looks like each bubble has something like that within it. And there's like a little fairy woman walking up to the tree as if she's about to have a conversation with him. And the tree's face looks so like, oh, wow. So, Seven of Earth, seeds well planted, a temporary pause in action, unnecessary worry. Exactly what I said. These next 2 weeks leading up to October 1st are going to feel like a temporary pause in the action and the flow of things, but it's not. It's like envision a slingshot that's pulling us back, but it's about to spring us forward so fast to fly directly into everything we've ever dreamt of. So, the meaning of Seven of Earth. The fruits of your labors continue to grow, and harvest is imminent. See? Patience is essential as you pause to plan your next steps. You may feel you have far to go, but don't forget how far you've already come. Damn, I need to take that advice. Review and acknowledge your progress from a broader perspective. Yeah. Anxiety regarding the current situation is unfounded. Any halt in forward movement is temporary. This is a good time to rest or vacation or to recharge your batteries. Additional meanings of this card: perseverance, reaching a milestone, considering a new approach, and unnecessary worry. I don't know about you guys, but I most definitely needed to hear that. So thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit guides. You always pull through for me. Just a friendly reminder, if you guys would like me to pull tarot cards for a personal situation you're going through, I do offer that for $10 at my website, www.evolve2health.com. That's evolve2health.com. All right, let's start the episode. Okay, today is just one of those days where I've pressed record 3 times now. First, my neighbor came over. Then I got a phone call. Then I just re-recorded a really good intro, but I was like slurring my words and sounded like I had dyslexia. So here we go again at 2:25 p.m. on Tuesday, September 18th. I originally started at 2:22. So there's that. How are you guys feeling lately? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling full of joy and motivation? Me personally, over the weekend, I went to a pug festival. And for those of you who are new around here, I have a little pug named Jeffrey, and he'll be 2 years old in December. And I've loved pugs for years. Loved them. Always dreamt of having one. So when I finally got him, it was, you know, we have time. So I'll tell you the quick story of how I got Jeffrey. So I've wanted a pug for years, and my previous marriage, we loved pugs together, my ex-husband and I. Our wedding cake topper was actually two pugs, and we had never had dogs, either of us. We just loved pugs. And we always said, one day we'll have a pug. Well, we finally got one, and I'll never forget December 8th, 2016, I was in Big Pine Key celebrating my birthday, because my birthday is December 6th. Shout out to all my Sagittarians. And I was laying in a hammock at 11:11 p.m. and I saw the most beautiful green shooting star. And long story short, my spirit guides were totally in communication with me that night. And I just felt such a huge shift that when I got home from that trip, I lived in South Carolina at the time, and when I got back to South Carolina, I just knew that my life would never be the same ever again. And it filled me with so much energy and exhilaration that 11:30 at night on Big Pine Key, Florida, where there are no streetlights and it's completely pitch black, I jumped on an old rusty beach bike that was sitting against the wall at our Airbnb, and I just rode around the island by myself. Couldn't see anything in front of me, not even my hand in front of my face. All I could see were the stars and the moon, and just hear palm fronds rustling in the wind and the warm breeze in December. Oh my God, it was heaven. Little did I know, that night, my pug was born. Yeah, my pug, that's Jeffrey's birthday, is December 8th, 2016. Wow, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So, anyways, let's circle back to what I was originally talking about. I went to a huge pug festival in Vermont this weekend, and you'd think I would be so excited and full of joy, which at times I most definitely was, but I had this undercurrent of depression, and I couldn't shake it. I almost thought, like, maybe it's because my diet hasn't been 100%. Maybe it's because I'm starting my period in a week. I don't know. I couldn't shake it despite being surrounded by so much abundance and joy and love. If you follow me at Stephanie's_destiny on Instagram, then you probably see the pug video that I posted on, I'm pulling it up now, that I posted on my IG stories, but I was crying in part of the video. Because I just, you know, as an empath, you guys get it. We feel everything. We feel the joy on an extreme level, but we also feel pain and grief on an extremely deep level. So at this pug festival, I felt so much joy being surrounded by 200 pugs, but I also felt so much sorrow for all these pugs. It was for the Green Mountain Pug Rescue. So a lot of the pugs there came from abusive situations, and my mom kept having to remind me, like, they're okay now, they're happy now, they're healthy now. But I could just feel the energy, and it was intense. Let's see.
We are at a pug festival.
This is the video.
You ready, Jeff?
I'm not. I've been crying.
I know. We're just sitting in the car, but we're regrouping.
Because they're so cute!
We're regrouping. Right, Jeff?
Come on, ladies.
They're so cute! Yes. I'm one of those people that cry when I see animals because they're so adorable. But anyway, I just want to let you guys know that it's okay to feel these really deep emotions. And sometimes when our depression, for those of you who experience it, you know exactly what I'm about to explain, but it's like a really thick cloud of black smoke is just circling around your face and especially your eyes. And no matter how much you try to waft it away, it just keeps coming back. And it's heavy, and it's frustrating when you can't get it away. And then, you know, it's like being underwater. Sometimes you can come up for a breath, but then you just get pulled right back down. It sucks. But one thing I want to remind you guys, if you suffer from anxiety or depression, is that nothing lasts forever. Joy and happy times, unfortunately, don't last forever. Depression and anxiety, fortunately, don't last forever either. So I wrote a beautiful blog in 2016 when my depression was at its worst, describing emotions and thoughts like clouds. You see them and they pass. They always pass. You may be going through a period of overcast, cloudy days, but the sun will inevitably come back out. So hold on to that thought if you've been feeling challenged, mentally down and drained lately. It's not forever. So on that note, I really want to talk about one of our Instagram posts that you, me, and all of us really resonated with on Instagram that I shared today, 21 hours ago. It's 10 signs your spirit is awakening. And holy moly, this thing almost has 1,000 likes. There's 30 comments on it of people just tagging their loved ones or saying, oh my God, this is so me. So I thought I really need to make this into a podcast episode and just dive a little bit deeper than this surface level podcast, Instagram post. So let's start. 10 signs your spirit is awakening. Well, first of all, what does it mean to have your spirit awakening? I think that is an individual response, but I'll share my personal belief is that when your spirit is awakening, you are just coming home to your truth. You know, we are born as children. We have our truth. We know our truth. We know who we are. We know that everything is love. But then as we get sent out into society, we get brainwashed and socially conditioned to believe that there's nothing but fear in the world and we need to work 9 to 5 and pay the bills and that's the way of life. I think when your spirit is awakening, you're coming home to the truth of your soul, but also the truth of life. Life is not about spending 8 to 12 hours a day doing something you can't stand just to scrape by. It's not what it's about. Life is not about impressing other people and like changing who you are to fit in with people. That's not what it's about. So when your spirit starts to awaken to, wow, this is not who I am. I need to follow my true life path, my soul path, so that I can fulfill my duties as a light worker and help this planet, which is just on its last leg. That's when your spirit is awakening. And there's a series of things that happen that clue you into, it's my spirit awakening to the truth. And here they are. Number one, things you think about start happening faster and faster. Manifestation, what you think about becomes your reality. This has personally happened to me. I would think about negative things and awful things, like, I don't know, a simple example is, oh my God, I'm running around in the morning, I'm gonna be late, and of course, I'm late, or I run into traffic, or there's an accident and it causes really bad traffic, things like that. And there's also really good things. If you stay positive and focus on love and what you want, those things will start manifesting into your reality faster and faster. And you just start to notice that, like, wow, this morning I was just thinking about that, and this afternoon, here you are. Oh, okay, prime example of a positive example. One morning a few weeks ago, I was just feeling so down and out about my career, and I was applying for jobs online and gigs and stuff, and I just wasn't getting any responses, and I just said to my mom, like, I am so frustrated. No doors are opening for me. And she said, Steph, I know you want to look for things online, but it's all about human connection. You need to get out into the world. And I said, okay, well, I'm not from New Hampshire anymore, so I don't even know where to begin. Like, do I just go to the grocery or to a coffee shop and just sit there and wave hi to people and hope someone sits and talks to me? I was just so frustrated. So I closed my laptop for the rest of the day and I was like, you know what? I am just going to do things that fulfill my soul that are out in the world, like go for a hike or take my dog to the dog park or take him for a swim at the dog park. So I did just that. And what do you know? That same afternoon, I took my pug to the river to swim where a lot of dogs go. And I met this wonderful woman who goes by her initials, KSL, because her name is Kelly Sue. I met her, and she is an entrepreneur and a business owner, and long story short, we're friends now, and she invited me to this Women in Tech networking event that I posted about on my personal Instagram, if you guys want to go check it out. And I made so many new connections and friends and potential business partners, and I met a journalist from the local newspaper that I want to work with soon. And from that connection, tonight I am going to a big fancy dinner where I'm going to talk about my book, Thyroid First Aid Kit, because I'm a holistic health coach by day. And I'm going to this amazing dinner held by New Hampshire Functional Medicine. And it was like an RSVP, very private dinner. And the journalist from the local newspaper got me in and showed it to me. And it was just like, boom, 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 one thing after another. Ask and you shall receive. So things you think about start happening faster and faster. Huge sign that your spirit is awakening. Number two, you will start to see numbers repeating everywhere you go. Numbers like 1111, 333, 222, 444, like I just posted on Lightworkers Lounge Instagram. You start to see these repeating numbers. And this is like getting so huge that I don't even know how to put words on it. But I started seeing repeating numbers in 2009. Which was also an 11 year, just like this is. And if you don't know what I mean by an 11 year, 2009. 9 plus 2 is 11. And this year is 2018. 8 plus 1 plus 2 is 11. So it's an 11 year, a year of manifestation and huge changes. Talk about changes. All you guys need to do is go through my podcast archives and see that this was the most eventful year of my life. Whew. But you start to see numbers everywhere you go, mostly on license plates, on the clock on your computer, Instagram. Oh my God. Instagram likes and views and followers. You'll see repeating numbers, 555, 666, 777, everywhere. And if you don't know what those mean, go to my Instagram, and right underneath of my bio, there is a highlight called numbers. That will tell you what all repeating numbers mean. And I also posted a podcast about repeating numbers. I think it was a month or two ago. But go back in my archives and look through it. It's called Repeating Numbers. You can't miss it. But go there, and you'll learn all about what each number means. If you're seeing repeating numbers, each one, they're all the same. In a sense that it's your spirit guides trying to get your attention. Excuse me. But they all have different meanings. Like 111 means new beginnings. 444 means your angels are around you, supporting you, cheering you on, saying don't give up. 999 represents endings. 888 represents abundance. I'm talking money too. 666 is not the devil, but it is a message from your guides to, hey, balance your thoughts, especially about materialistic things. So yeah, go back and find that episode about numbers or come visit us at Lightworkers Lounge Instagram and look in our bio for a highlight section of all the repeating numbers. But yeah, if you're starting to notice that, oh my God, I am seeing 444 everywhere. Yep, that's your spirit awakening, 100%. Number three. You feel like you need space from old friends and family who do not resonate with your new journey. This is a tough one, and I've gone through it, and it's really, really tough. When my spirit first started to awaken, I think I lost all of my friends. I think for like 2 years, I didn't drink any alcohol. I didn't go out and do anything fun. I really just worked my 9 to 5 from home. And then went out to the woods and just hiked. And then I went to counseling. I think I tried some yoga classes. I read a lot of self-help books. I just kind of locked myself away from the outside world. And eventually it got so lonely that I was like, I need to like take these walls down because life is about love and human connection. And I can't live like this. But I needed that time and that space to reset and recharge because at the route I was going, the rate I was going, whatever, I was not following my true path and my spirit knew it and put an immediate stop to it and I had to wake up, shake me awake. And I did. I felt a huge widening gap between me and so many of my friends. I mean, it was really confusing because I loved them. I had been friends with them for so many years, but our branches, it's like we shared the same tree trunk, but our branches were just, one was going left, one was going right, and we just couldn't link up. And, you know, I still put in the effort to be friends with them because your friends don't have to share every single belief that you have. But, you know, I know those of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. It just creates a rift in between you. And, oh my gosh, I can't explain to you guys how many DMs I get on Instagram or emails from people who say, I love being a light worker. I feel so connected when I'm on your Instagram or listening to your podcast. But when I go home or take my headphones off and I am with my family who follow a certain religion, they look at me when I talk about their sun sign and their moon sign like I'm a witch, like I'm practicing witchcraft, or that I have completely gone off the deep end. And they just think I'm nuts. And it breaks my heart that families can't just accept that. I think it's because families just want what's best for you, and they think that what they know is best for you. It's never a place from, like, evil. They don't want to hurt you. They don't want to bully you. They just want what's best for you. And they don't understand your beliefs because they've never experienced anything like that before. So my best advice for that is never try to push it on anyone. Like, hey, let me tell you about your sun sign. This, you know, you're such a Taurus. Oh my gosh. Let me figure out your moon sign. Because they'll look at you like you're nuts. It's the same thing like Ryan Tower and I explained on the vegan podcast episode a few weeks ago. Like, if you sit at dinner with your family who still eats meat and cheese and everything under the sun, and you try to explain to them why they shouldn't be eating that steak, they're just going to strongly dislike veganism even more. So never teach anyone about light working or veganism unless they come to you and ask. Bite your tongue. I know. We feel like we have to be activists and go out there and change the world, but you change the world by being an example. By just living your life through what you believe in. That's it. Remember that. Number four. People who are on the same journey as you will begin to enter your life. Oh, this one is the best. I think there's that awkward stage between where we just talked about, like you lose, your spirit starts to awaken and you lose so many friends and even family. And then you're sitting in this awkward space where you have no one and you're like, oh my God, I'm so lonely. I can only follow people and comment on people's Instagram posts for so long. I need real human connection. I just want to meet up with someone on the top of a mountain and go over each other's birth charts and just laugh about humanity. And I tell you, I've been there. But again, just be yourself. And through Instagram, I have found so many real life friends. But one of my favorite stories of how I attracted, my vibe attracted my tribe, was when I was in Colorado. I was walking my dog on a beautiful January day. We were in the snow, and I smile because I love this girl so much, and she's probably listening, and she knows I'm about to talk about her. But I was walking my dog, Jeffrey the pug, and I heard a girl scream from around the corner of the building. And it wasn't like a laughing, fun scream. It was like an, oh my God, something really bad just happened scream. So I run around the corner with my dog and I see this tall, beautiful girl with her little golden retriever. And I just walk up to her and I start talking to her. I was like, is that you that screamed? Da, 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 da. And we just sat in this wide open park talking for like an hour. And I think it was her that said, wait a second. Are you a Sagittarius? And I was like, are you an Aquarius? Because I'm a Sagittarius. Aquarians are my best friends. I love you weirdos. Oh, you're so much fun. But we hit it off immediately after that. And she's still one of my best friends. And I talk to her on a daily basis. I was just on a FaceTime chat with her before this. But that's just it. You just don't be afraid. Like, if you're getting a good vibe from someone, don't be afraid to just come out and say, like, are you a Pisces? What's the worst that can happen? They say, no. And then you say, well, let me tell you, like, when's your birthday? Ugh, your vibe attracts your tribe. Just be yourself and they will come to you. But also, you do have to put yourself out there just a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, go to a yoga class. Don't be so shy. Go to a coffee shop and maybe bring a book about astrology with you. Maybe someone from across the room sees you reading it and comes over and says, hey, I'm a Cancer. Do you want to talk about that? You never know. Don't be afraid. I'm a part of your tribe. I'll be out there looking for you. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Don't forget. They're out there looking for you just as much as you are looking for them. Numero 5. You will hear messages and music on the radio or online that guide you. This one, okay. I think I've mentioned this briefly before, but so there's many ways to communicate with your spirit guides. You can meditate, you can pull tarot cards, oracle cards, go get a psychic intuitive reading, many, many ways. I love music. I was a DJ in high school and I performed Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast in my elementary school talent show. I just love music. So one way that I kind of came up with to communicate with my spirit guides is my iPod or my iPhone, because all my iTunes music is on it. Whenever I want a message about something or someone or some insight and guidance, I'll put on my headphones, take a deep breath, and I'll say, please play a song with guidance or insight about this person or this situation. And then I'll hit shuffle. And then I kid you not, 9 out of 10 times, it gives me fucking chills because it's spot on. Even if it's a song that I'm like, damn it, I knew that person was bad. This just like confirms it. I knew I felt love for that situation. This just confirms it. It's beautiful. If you love music, I highly suggest trying this. It's just amazing. I love it. Number 6. You will be sent distractions to get you off your new path. Oh, this is a topic of conversation. Wow, where to begin? You will be sent distractions to get you off your new path. Trying to give you guys some personal examples. So I'm trying to work for myself and make it on my own and hopefully run a very successful business one day. But there are days and times where I'm like, fuck this. I want a steady 9-to-5 with a guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks, a 401k, health insurance. I want that routine back. So I will go as far as looking on Indeed.com at 9-to-5 jobs or at my old corporate career for more jobs. And I will even get as far as hitting apply. And I start to, you know, work on my resume and send it. And then something just goes up in both my head and my gut and my heart and is like, no. No. You can't do this. And it stops. Or like in relationships, say you just got out of a relationship that was toxic and you really needed to let go. The universe might be like, all right, before you can get to your dream partner, let me just send this really cute guy, this really hot girl into your sphere to see if you learn the lesson. Oh, the universe, such a jerk. I'm just kidding. But the universe sends you tests. It just wants to see that you pass them so that not to test you as like a life is a marathon type of way, but a lot of times we are not ready to receive everything we dream of and beg for and ask for. We're not ready to receive it. If you just got out of a toxic relationship and you expect to immediately be able to receive and handle a perfect, loving, respectful one, that's not going to happen. You got to go through a little bit more exercises to work that heart muscle a little bit to be able to receive the love you deserve. So, yeah. Number 7, things like the stars at night, the flowers during the day, and other nature will become more interesting. Remember I told you guys when I was working on my spiritual awakening and I lost all my friends, disconnected from my family, and I just went hiking every day? The sound of the wind, watching just the clouds move in the sky, the sound of the wind going through the pine needles of those tall pines in South Carolina, thunder and lightning and yeah, most definitely the stars and the moon. Oh my God. If you guys have never seen a night sky in Telluride, Colorado, please add it to your bucket list. It's just, who needs drugs? It's phenomenal. But yeah, nature, you start to look at things completely different. Right now, lately, I've been studying mushrooms with my family, and not just the psychedelic kind from last week's episode. All kinds of mushrooms, and they're fascinating. Like, if Ryan's listening to this, he is probably going to laugh and facepalm, but I think that DNA from mushrooms came here from an asteroid because it survived throughout flying through space, and then once it lands somewhere on a planet with warmth and water, it grows into a mushroom. It's just, I probably just totally butchered the definition of a mushroom's DNA or genetics, but it's something that crazy. Mushrooms are straight up aliens. Yes, even the mushrooms you eat on your pizza. It's just so cool. Nature blows my mind. Right now, I'm staring at orange leaves, red leaves, green leaves. I'm sitting in New Hampshire, and fall is definitely around us. And I just, it's like, what? And then I look at my pug, and he's like got a curly tail and a smushed face and these beautiful brown hazel eyes. I mean, really, when your spirit starts to awaken, you don't need drugs. Life becomes your drug. Okay, number 8, your diet will get better as your body starts telling you what to eat to feed your spirit. Oh my gosh, perfect example. Wow, this podcast episode could not have been any more perfect timing. So, like I just mentioned in the beginning, I was in Vermont at a pug festival and I had a little too much fun. One night, I decided to go against my diet, my plant-based diet, and have a gluten-free pizza. Yes, I had cheese, and it was fucking delicious. But that night, I went to sleep, and I woke up at like 3 a.m. feeling so toxic. I mean, my mouth was bone dry. I felt bloated. I felt fat. I felt just gross. Like I wanted to just throw up. Hold on. My pug is jumping on my lap and my mom is calling me. Okay. Sorry about that. But as I was saying, I felt toxic and I felt gross and I just wanted to get up and go chew on a stalk of celery. Yuck. And I made a promise to my body. Like, if you can just stop beating yourself up and go to sleep, I promise I will wake up and have green juice and drink lots and lots of water. I'll have no coffee. I was really just bargaining with my body. Ugh. But anyway, your diet will get better as your body starts telling you what it wants, which should be fruits and vegetables. If your body is telling you, now this is me with my holistic health coach hat on, if your body is telling you that it wants cheese pizza and fried chicken tenders and chocolate cake, then that's an inner emotion. When we want sugar and cheese because we want to feel better. There's legit opiates in cheese that make you feel better. And remember, I was just telling you guys, I was feeling depressed and undercurrent of depression. So of course my body was like, cheese, opiates, give me now. Sweets, you need more sweet to your life. You feel so like a lack of love. So you want that sweetness back into your life. So you'll eat it in the form of a cookie or ice cream. It's all tied to emotions. Cravings are nothing but emotions. Okay. Number 9. We're almost done. Number 9 in the 10 signs that your spirit is awakening. You will lose the fear of what others think about you. Oh, yes, you will. I am turning 30 this December, and it feels so good to age because the older I get, the less I care about what people think of me. I find that like giving presentations and speaking in front of groups is becoming so easy because I don't care what people think. I don't care if my hair is out of place or my makeup isn't perfect. I just don't give a shit because people resonate with my energy. People don't, it's such a kind of a corny quote, but people don't remember what you look like. They remember how you made them feel. Truly. You lose the fear of what others think about you because you know you'll attract the right ones. And anyone who doesn't resonate with you, doesn't vibe with you, is just not meant to be with you. And there's nothing negative or wrong with that. It's just that vibe is not part of your tribe. So let them go off and be with their people and just be there for them if they need it. You know, easy as that. Number 10, the last one. Your spiritual development will become the most important thing in your life. So if you find yourself constantly refreshing Lightworkers Lounge Instagram, or your bookshelf or your room is piled with books of self-help and relationship and spirituality and chakras and herbal remedies, you're spiritually awakening. You become obsessed with it. It's like you unlocked this well and wealth of knowledge, and you're like, this resonates with me. This is who I am. Oh my God, I love it so much. I want to make a career out of it. I need to go shout it from the top of the roof. Then you know you're spiritually awakening. Just come find us on Lightworkers Lounge Instagram, and you can chat and learn all that you want. I try to post like 3 times a day, so I keep you guys in the loop pretty well. Come hang out with us and buy all the books. Gosh, I know some of you are probably like, well, what some books you recommend? For holistic health stuff, I recommend Medical Medium. That guy is phenomenal. Medical Medium. Let's see. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Shit. I haven't read it and I'm recommending it because so many of my friends who read these self-help books, they are super, super into it. And I'm embarrassed as an author. I don't have any book recommendations. It's because I'm working so hard at my business, but I know that should not be an excuse. Let me go look at my bookshelf. Oh, anything by Wayne Dyer or Louise Hay? Wayne Dyer or Louise Hay are my favorites. They are wonderful people. Yeah, I learned a lot from them. Oh, and any YouTube videos by Abraham Hicks. Oh, yes, those are very, very powerful. Oh, and there's another guy. He goes by the name You Are Creators. I love to play his money affirmations just in the background while I'm getting ready for the day or getting some work done. You Are Creators. He's on Instagram, too. All right, you guys, I'm going to wrap this up. I got to go get ready for my big thyroid dinner tonight. I'm going to go talk about my book, Thyroid First Aid Kit. I actually just started an Instagram for that book because social media marketing is where it's at. So if you have any thyroid issues, and it doesn't have to be just the thyroid, I should say if you have any hormonal issues like super bad periods or really bad PMS, weight gain, hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, Hashimoto's, any type of autoimmune disease. So, wow, that just opened a can of worms. Eczema, migraines, skin conditions, infertility, PCOS. If you have anything like that, that's all hormone related. And my book, Thyroid First Aid Kit, is a quick 3-step guide on how to get your hormones back into balance. So, if you want to learn about what I'm presenting tonight, go to @ThyroidFirstAidKit on Instagram or my website, www.evolvetohealth.com. And that's evolve with the number 2health.com. Okay, I'm signing off. It's been a lovely week. I already feel a lot better. My depression and my fog is definitely lifting. So wish me luck at this event tonight. I wish I could see all of you guys there. And you know, I mentioned this in the beginning of the podcast when I started it back in January, but Lightworkers Lounge is most definitely going to be a physical building, a physical lounge where we'll all get to come hang out and talk about birth charts and have green juices and acai bowls and eat well, be well, and just feel good. Feel good while we're here on this earth. I can't wait. Can't wait to give you guys huge hugs. You guys are my friends, really. Okay, I will see you guys next Wednesday on the show. If not, I'll see you on Instagram @LightworkersLounge. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Do you want to know what enlightenment is? With you every moment.